to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we are here together working on improving our financial IQ. Get Total Wealth is a coaching and consulting platform for beginner real estate investors, people who have never owned a piece of real estate before, all the way up to, we have people join that have 5,000 apartment units. And we teach it as part of a balanced life. In other words, it's not just a real estate investor platform, it's really a life and wealth platform. We have classes on fitness, relationships, romance, travel, all the parts of a balanced life, so that as you're making your money, you're designing the life that you want. So many people think that, hey, if I just go out and make a bunch of money, I'll be able to buy the life that I want. And this is, it's not accurate. Many people build wealth in such a way that they can't have a quality life. They're working, you know, just to build their wealth. They're working 50, 60 hours a week. They can't disappear for a month or two to take a vacation, because if they do, they lose money. And it really comes down to the difference between owning a business and being self-employed. Now, is there anything wrong with being self-employed? No, but you need to make the distinction in your head what the difference is. Because so many self-employed people, I'll be at lunch with them and they'll go, yeah, I own a business, that's my business, blah, blah, blah. You have to understand that you only own a business if you're not on payroll. You only own a business if you can disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there. Now, if you want to study this, pick up a book by a guy named Michael Gerber, called The E Myth. The E stands for entrepreneurial. Most people are not entrepreneurs. In other words, let's say you're this incredible chef and you say, I'm going to open my own restaurant. You have to first understand that being an incredible chef doesn't mean you know anything about owning a restaurant. So when people do that, they generally become employees of the restaurant. Not an entrepreneur, but an employee of the restaurant, or self-employed. And they work inside that business. If they disappear for a month, they'd make less money than if they were there. Which means, again, that that's self-employment and not a business. And professionals fall into this trap. Attorneys, CPAs, dentists, doctors, they think they own a practice when really they're just self-employed in their practice. And again, there's nothing wrong with being self-employed, but you got to make that distinction or you're going to work till the day that you die. See, sooner or later, you have to turn your self-employment into a business. Because unfortunately, we get old, our brains stop working as well, our bodies stop working as well, and we have to quit. If you don't turn your self-employment into a business, guess what happens? That income shuts off. And then you're in that trap, the savings trap, where you look at how much money you've saved and you begin praying to your God, please kill me before I run out of money. Please. That's not a good way to live. So keep that in mind. when we talk about passive investing in real estate, that is a business. In November of last year, John Mann is one of our syndicators, sponsors, got a bunch of members together. They all put up the money and they bought a self-storage facility. 9 months later, they sold it for about 100% rate of return in 9 months, which would be 130% or something like that annualized. So if you had put up $50,000 into that deal, you would have a check in your pocket right now for $96,000 9 months later. Did you ever see the property? No. Did you ever have a key to the front door? No. Did you know the code to the gate? No. Did you do anything? No. See, that's a business. When you invest passively in the deals at Total Wealth Academy, that's a business. You make that transcend, is that the right word? Self-employment and move to business owner. So when we talk about real estate investing, I talk about semi-active, which would be 20 or 30 houses. Yeah, I get it. It only takes, 10 hours a month to run them, but you've still got to be there those 10 hours. So that's really semi-passive. It's self-employment. But when we talk about John Maynes or Robert Martinez or Amy or Kaylee, when they go out and buy an apartment complex or a hotel or a strip shopping center or a commercial building, and we, the passive investors, put up our money, they're self-employed in that deal. They do all the work. They have the keys to the front gate. They know the code to the front gate. They run the property. They run it. They manage the whole thing. We as passive investors do nothing except run to the bank to deposit our checks every quarter and every time we do a refi or every time we do a sale. I would say when I was in 11 apartment complexes, it was about an hour a month, But if I'd have taken a year off, it wouldn't have affected anything. Not a thing. I would have had the same income whether I'm in Europe or Asia or Australia on vacation. It wouldn't have mattered because that's passive income. And who I'm really talking to are people with 100 grand or more. I don't care whether it's in an IRA, 401k, I don't care where it's at, in the stock market, anywhere, or you got cash in your bank account. You got 100 grand or more, you should really learn how to invest passively. Because sooner or later, because we get old, you have to have passive income if you're ever going to retire and thrive in retirement. Because I don't want you guys just surviving in retirement. You've got this material. There's no reason for you to just survive like 95% of Americans do. You want to be in the 5% that thrive. When we come back, we're going to talk about stress. Now, that may sound weird on a real estate investor show, but it is important this is really for my members, but I want you to hear it too. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This JOB strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit gettotalwealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Let me go straight to email questions. By the way, my email is open to you anytime this show is on. You can email me. I'll try to answer it live on the air. If I don't get to it live on the air, I promise you I'll answer it right after the radio show. And if I don't know the answer, give me 24 hours. I'll get the answer because I have a team of mentors, if you will, of my own. CPAs, attorneys, mortgage brokers, you name it. If I don't know the answer to it, I get with one of my experts, my mentors, they answer it, and I'll get it to you. So email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So the first question I have is, and they're talking about the deal I just described, where if you had put up $50,000 in November of last year, you'd now have a check for $96,000 in your possession. And this guy goes, well, isn't that short-term capital gains? Here's how I understand it. They did not buy it with the intent to sell it in 9 months. Intent being the key word. Their intent was to hold it for 5 to 7 years. But they got an offer that they could not refuse because every dumb butt, and I'm sorry, and his brother and sister are out there overpaying for property right now. So somebody came in and overpaid for the property. So they went ahead and took the offer. As I understand it, they don't own short-term capital gains. It'll be a long-term capital gain because the intent when they purchased it was long-term. It goes the same for your home. If you buy a home and you sell it in 6 months because some nut comes in and offers you $100,000 more than you paid for it, and you say, shoot, I'll take it, you owe no taxes on that because your intent was to make it your home. So you're going to have to talk to a CPA on this, and I'm going to send you one. So what you're going to want to do is bring up intent to your CPA, and as I understand it, that determines what the taxes are going to be. Because again, if you buy a rental and sell it in less than a year, if your intent was to keep it as a rental, that's still long-term capital gains, as I understand it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Now, let's start talking about a thing called stress. And the word itself has negative connotations. When people think about stress, they almost always use it in a negative way. From having read book after book after book, and I think I got this from Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Not sure, but let's give him credit. Stress is not a negative thing. Stress is part of growth. Anytime you're growing as an individual, you are going to have what people call stress. If you have a stress-free life, let me tell you something. You're not even trying. You're wasting your life. Stress is a sign of growth, and it is freaking wonderful. There's even another word for it. It's called eustress. Eustress. And it's a moderate or normal psychological stress interpreted as being beneficial for the person experiencing it. Moderate or normal psychological stress. Again, eustress is a good thing. We'll call stress by itself the bad thing, even though it's really not. Let's differentiate these two just for this conversation. Eustress is good stress. Regular stress can be bad. But you have to understand that it is you who determines whether the stress in your life is eustress or just nasty old stress. It's your decision how you respond to it. If you're reactive and you bitch, moan, complain, tell all your friends how bad it is, drive home cursing, woe is me, get home, tell your wife how bad things are, tell your husband how bad things are, and just turn this growth opportunity into something negative, that's you. You did that. You did it. You turned an opportunity for growth into something negative. See, the example I'm going to give you comes from Tony Robbins. He was consulting Carly Simon, and she couldn't go on stage one night because she was too stressed. Now listen closely to these symptoms. He goes, well, what are you feeling? Well, my heart's racing. My hands are tightening up. I can't stop moving and pacing. It's just awful. In another session, this time with Bruce Springsteen, he said, Bruce, how do you feel before you get on stage? He goes, oh man, it's great. My heart starts racing. My hands start to get tensed up and I can't stop pacing around. Do you get the point? Those were the exact same symptoms for Carly Simon and Bruce Springsteen. But Bruce Springsteen made it a positive. Carly Simon made it a negative. Now, accolades to Carly Simon, she actually changed that and was able to go on stage. With her own mind, she switched those symptoms from being negative to being positive and kicked butt. That's powerful. That woman's powerful. But so is Springsteen. He had just figured it out already. So the way that I deal with stress, we can even call them challenges. It comes back to that phrase I say at least once a week from Sylvester Stallone. It's not how hard you can hit. It's how hard you can get hit, get back up, and keep moving forward towards your goals. See, some people would take the stress of getting punched in the face and go, ooh, I had enough of that. That's it for me. Then other people get punched in the face, shake it off, get back up, and start throwing their own punches, moving towards their goal. It's the same situation. Both people experience the same pain, the same challenge, the same stress of being punched in the face. One stays down, one gets up and moves forward. It's almost as if Springsteen and then Carly Simon learned how to turn any form of stress into eustress. Then you got to remember this, and I know you all know this and you can finish it. What does not kill you only makes you what? Stronger. Stronger. If you choose it. I've seen people lose their legs and it destroys their life. There are people, male and female, who get raped It destroys their life. Then there's people who get their legs cut off, and it makes them stronger, better, mentally stronger, physically stronger. There's men and women who get raped, and it makes them stronger individuals. It's all how we choose to respond to the challenges or stress that's around us at all times. The other thing I want you to think about is, do you want stress? And the answer is yes. If you're not stressing, you're not growing. You know, I made the comment earlier, you're probably not doing much with your life if you don't have stress in it. But you got to understand and keep a positive attitude that, man, if I'm experiencing stress, I'm growing as a human being. If I'm not stressed, then I'm stagnating and I'm probably dying. Because remember, stagnant water equals what? Death. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll talk a little bit more about this, and then I want to talk about raising your expectations. And I'll show you how stress helps you raise your expectations. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about stress and eustress. I think the easiest way to separate them are, it's really eustress, which is the good stress, and distress is what people turn it into by being reactive, negative, and woe is me, I'm the only person this has ever happened to in all of eternity, you know, things like that. So be proactive. Don't react to stress. Respond to stress. Focus on what you can solve in the problem. And remember this point. This is so darn true. It's ridiculous. With any adversity comes the seeds of its own solution. You got to understand that. Any challenge or problem that you have, the solution is in the problem. Now, it may be simply the way you think about life that's the problem. So it may be as simple as, wow, I created this crap. I don't think I'll do that again. That'll solve the stress. That'll solve the adversity. And that's highly proactive, taking personal responsibility. So let's talk about raising your expectations and how stress actually, eustress actually comes with that. There's no way to avoid it. You're going to have stress if you're growing. If you're not growing again, you probably live a stress-free life. Good for you. But you're not growing. And as I talked about, you know, stagnation is death. All right, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. A few of you already have. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And remember, if I can't answer it during the show, just be patient. Give me an hour or two, and I'll get your answer to you after the show. The other thing I want to make clear, when you email me, you are not put on a mailing list. This is simply an email directly to me, and I answer it myself, and then I delete it. So don't be afraid you're going to be put on a list or anything like that. Just fire that question. Share a fear with me you have. Share a concern you have about building wealth for yourself and your family with real estate, and I'll show you the best practices and the business model to address it. And don't discount your fears. Those fears are yours. They're real to you. You're going to need help overcoming those, and that's what we're here for. So email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, let's talk about raising your expectations with the warning that when you do, you're going to get stressed. Whether you turn that into distress or whether you turn it into eustress is up to you. But when I talk about raising your expectations, I want all of you, please, this will blow you away. Go Google 74-year-old black female bodybuilder. 74-year-old black female bodybuilder. When you see her, it is going to blow you away. Now, if you're lucky, they put a picture of the average 74-year-old next to her, and it says, both of these women are 74. The only difference is eating right and exercising. The choice is yours. It is disturbing. The female bodybuilder is lean, pure muscle, looks like she's 35, 40. The other picture, obese, with a walker, wearing a muumuu. I mean, just the worst choices. This woman made the worst choices throughout her life possible to end up looking like that at 74. And you can bet her life expectancy is not going to be as high as the bodybuilder. And don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you to, you have to start working out 4 or 5 hours a day. But raise your expectations by modeling successful people. I have that picture in my gym, and I look at it before I work out. Every time I work out, I look at that picture. Man, it motivates the crap out of me. Because I want to be the woman on the left. I don't want to be the woman on the right, which is the muumuu dress, the obesity, the walker, all that crap. So raise your expectations in every aspect of your life, and you're going to get stress. Because guess what exercise is? Stress. That is the sole purpose of exercise. It is to stress your heart, stress your circulatory system, stress your muscles, and stress your brain, because it takes discipline to keep moving through your exercises. It's all stress. And people run around going, oh, I got too much stress in my life. No, you don't. You don't have enough. And you're mismanaging it. You got to learn how to be proactive. You got to learn to embrace stress, because it ain't going away. And think about this. Those of you that are 40, 50, between 40 and 50, only have a couple hundred grand in the bank, double that, that's what you'll have at retirement. You want to talk about stress? try living 20 years in retirement on 400 grand. It ain't happening. So it is better to take the stress now, build that second stream of income passively, like I talked about at the beginning of the show. Take the stress. Do it now. Knock it out while you're younger and you can handle it better. There's just every reason to do it now. And of course, the most popular, because getting old sucks. Lower energy levels, lower sex drive, lower cognitive skills, lower everything. Getting old sucks. So do it now. Take the stress now. And recognize that stress is an indicator of growth. If you're living a stress-free life, you're not growing, you're not doing anything, probably. You want stress. Next, let's talk about financial expectations. Do you know that you're in the financial position you're in today because you lowered your expectations? Think about it deeply, please. When you were 16, 17, 18, was your goal to live paycheck to paycheck and by 40 have 200 grand in the bank? It wasn't, was it? I know mine wasn't. I wanted to be a millionaire. Yes, even at 16, because I'd read Zig Ziglar's work. I thought it was a possibility. So I wanted to be a millionaire. And I used to think everybody did. This is such a weird concept to me. I thought everybody wanted to be wealthy. But you know they don't. They don't. And that shocked me. I used to think everybody wanted a great marriage, make love 4 or 5 times a week, and just passion and joy and laughter. I thought everybody wanted that. And you probably do too. You probably think, no, Steve, come on, everybody wants that. No, they don't. That disturbed me when I figured that out. I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, I thought everybody wanted to be in shape. Eh, it's not important to some people. Even they're going to lead low quality of lifestyle, die young. They don't care. Weird. So when you have low expectations, that is exactly what you get in life. You get exactly what you expect and not a dime more. We're talking about finances right now. Not a dime more. Fitness. If you're sitting there 50 pounds overweight, was your goal at 16 to be 50 pounds overweight? No. You lowered your expectations. People with long-term relationships. Remember when you were first dating, you made love all the time? Now it's once a month? You lowered your expectations. Raise them. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and the phone lines are open. If you've got a question or comment, or because the stress and eustress versus distress concept can be a little challenging to grasp at first because we've been so conditioned that all stress is bad. when in reality, almost all stress is good. Now, having a gun pointed at your head with your baby in your arms, that's bad stress. I get that. But majority of stress is actually good. You want it because that's what's going to make you grow, become a better parent, become a better lover, become a better investor. You need stress. It's, I can't remember where I read this. It may have been Zig Ziglar or Jim Rohn. But they bring up the fact that the most valuable rock on the planet is the diamond. Does the diamond become a diamond without stress? The answer is no. It takes massive, massive stress, massive pressure to turn that coal into a diamond. Well, you got to think about that for yourself as well. You are a, what was it? Diamond in the rough from Aladdin. You are a diamond in the rough. If you're not in the financial position you want to be in, if you don't have the relationships you want, if you're not in the shape you want to be in physically, you're basically a diamond in the rough. You need some stress, big time. But you have to look at it psychologically, effectively. You have to look at it as a big benefit. Which it is. I want stress. The more, the better. You know, this is a funny story that will make some of you cry. But do you know that when I opened Total Wealth Academy, COVID hit 3 months later, exactly 2 months later, they shut down the seminar business. For many people, that would have been high stress. Oh my God, it's over. You're screwed. They shut your business down. I bet you money a lot of seminar businesses, educational businesses, went out of business because of COVID. It's just like I have friends who own restaurants. Three or four of them just rolled off. They just shut down. Boom, gone. Then I had a lady who is not a great entrepreneur. I don't want to be rude. The point I'm trying to get across is she's a normal person. She's not one of these crazy, kill everybody, ruthless to be in. No, she's your average restaurant owner. She didn't close her stores. The stress hit her. They shut down the restaurants and she rose to the occasion. She kept both of her restaurants in business while, again, my other friends let theirs go. See, COVID was a cop-out for a lot of people, huge numbers of people. Why? Because they didn't have to blame themselves. Oh, it's not my fault. COVID hit. It's not my fault. Cop out. It's a freaking cop out. Because I guarantee you, any friend that you had that lost their business due to COVID, quote unquote, don't you also have another friend with the same business that's still in business? You do. In most cases. Or you at least know of a similar business that's still in business. You know, I asked for help only one time during COVID and that was from one of the radio stations, and they gave it to me. Said, okay, we're going to cut your rate in half for a month or whatever, which was so generous of them, and they gave it to me. I almost regret not asking for help from a bunch of other people, because I think they would have said yes under those circumstances. I didn't lay off any employees. I sucked it up, because it, to me, when it hit, I remember saying this to myself. I said, man, if I can make it through this, I can make it through anything. And I believe that, because I mean, it was visions of going out of business, visions of that, you know, it being a year before they reopened. You don't know. It was all up in the air. But because I had read Stephen Covey, because of Tony Robbins, because of all these psychology books I've read, I understood that I could turn this into eustress, good stress, and it would make me a stronger person. So that's what I did. And all I'm suggesting to you is this. Don't look at stress as negative anymore. It's neutral. How you respond or react to it will make it either positive or negative. If you respond to it, then it's going to make you grow and be a better person. If you react to it, it's going to stress you out, end up with a heart attack. You know, it's just not a good strategy, to say the least. So there's my big sales pitch for raise your expectations in every part of your life, your love life, your fitness, your money. But be aware that's going to come with massive stress. But be empowered in that you can make it eustress and grow from it, versus what most people do with stress. They let it stress them out, then they take it out on their dog or their wife when they get home, and it actually makes them worse people. But that's, again, their decision. It's not the stress that does it. It's their decisions, their choice of response or react, that turns it negative. Okay, I hope that helps. Let's go to some emails. Email is open to you right now. We've only got a few minutes left in the show. Let me see if I can get a couple of these out of the way. The rest of you, I will I'll answer after the show. Rooming property. Can I put a camera? No. That's not a good question for me to answer. Give me 1 second. My mouse is just having a fit. Okay. This is from Mike, and he's talking about meetups. I love meetups. If you're not familiar, I think it's meetup.com or something like that. And you can go there and type in any subject, Legos, hunting, real estate investing, and so on. And you can find small groups of people who gather together to share ideas and so on. The problem I find with these, and I've been to quite a few, is that they're very low level. The way that one person put it to me, and I've used this a bunch, meetups are like a fifth grade education. If you want a college degree in real estate investing, it's not going to come from bigger pockets. It's not going to come from local meetups. You want to join a local real estate investor club or a platform like Total Wealth Academy, where you can get around highly successful real estate investors. See, these people are not going to meetups. It's cute, it's fun, whatever. But you're not going to find the top dogs like you would at Total Wealth Academy. This is not a joke, Mike. No matter what level of membership you're at, if you join Total Wealth Academy, you know, within a year, you'll probably have 6 to 8 millionaires in your phone. That's the difference. Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening. Please be positive. Turn any stress into your life into something positive. Use it to grow, to push yourself to be more. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
TotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.